This is the morning message delivered by Pastor Takao Ichihashi on May 11th, 2025. The message title is Freedom That Should Not Let Go Of. The scripture passage is from Book of Romans, chapter 8, verses 31 through 39. Romans chapter 8, verses 31 through 39. What then shall we say in response to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things? Who will bring any charge against those whom God has chosen? It is God who justifies. Who then is the one who condemns? No one. Christ Jesus, who died, more than that, who was raised to life, is at the right hand of God and is also interceding for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? As it is written, for your sake we face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Good morning, everyone. I was in the university when all the universities in Japan were in confusion due to the student movement prior to the 1970 U.S.-Japan Security Treaty was to be signed. There was no classroom lecture in the university. Since my family's perception was not to form a clique with anyone, but to stand alone, I did not join the movement, but stayed at home alone, spending nihilistic days. My major was German language. My advisory professor was concerned about me spending such days, and he gave me a small booklet titled Wo Zun Leben, Where to Refresh. And there was a piece of paper with some words inserted in this booklet. He said to me, "This is a part of the song sung by Jewish people who were in the concentration camps of Nazi Germany. It is good to remember it," which was Wellen Trotzdem the Jazum Leben Sagen. We still want to say yes to life in spite of everything. The song was called A Song of Buchenwald, which was composed and sung by those who were in the Buchenwald camp. Lyrics were written by Fritz Lehner Beda, and tune was composed by Hermann Leopardi. It goes like this. When the day awakes, before the sun laughs, the crews embark for the toils of the day into the dawn. And the forest is black and the sky red. We carry a small piece of bread in our bags, and in our hearts our sorrows. Oh, Buchenwald, I cannot forget you, because you are my fate. Only one who has left you can measure how wonderful freedom is. O Buchenwald, we neither lament nor complain, and whatever our future may hold, we still want to say yes to life. Because one day the time will come, then we'll be free. Nazi German, led by Hitler, committed mass genocide of Jews, a systematic national policy. This is known as Holocaust. Extermination policy on Jewish people was carried out through forced labor in the concentration camp. Forced labor caused malnutrition, hunger, illness, abuse. Human experiments were carried out, and those who were considered to be unfit for the forced labor were sent to a gas chamber. The choice left for the Jewish people was either forced labor or death in the gas chamber. Only the two. Under such circumstances, what did life mean to them? What can one expect in life in such a circumstance? Prisoners in the camp sang, "We still want to say yes to life in spite of everything." Is there any meaning in our life? What makes our life valuable? Viktor Frankl, who lost his family but survived himself through the concentration camp, wrote a book titled Man's Search for Meaning. In this book, he said that the first possibility to find meaning in our life is by having a creative life. It is to make life valuable by engaging in activities to create something. It includes all those activities which give joy and excitement to those who produce better results and to inspire others through them, such as agricultural, engineering, commercial, educational, sporting, or artistic activities. The second possibility is to discover a value in life through experiencing something by enjoying beautiful nature, music and artworks, cooking or eating delicious food, traveling through the strange lands, and so on. However, when one cannot have either one of them, when even living alone becomes difficult, when the door is closed, how can one find a meaning or value in his or her life? What if one becomes bedridden by a car accident or by ALS diseases? I have a couple of friends of mine who suffers from ALS today. What if one faces disaster like earthquakes or tsunami in East Japan, earthquakes in 2011, or at Noto 2 years ago? Life is full of difficulties and adversities. They cannot be avoided, just like fate and death in our life. Life without difficulty or death is not the real life. If life has any meaning, there has to be meaning even in difficulties, adversities, or death. In the book of Man's Search for Meaning, Frankl writes about his experience in the concentration camp. He says, "Those who experienced the concentration camp know there were some who walked through the barracks and gave kind words to others here, and some who gave away the last piece of their bread to others there. Those people might be a minority, but they are a powerful proof that a man might take away from others or those in the concentration camp, all those possessed by them, but not the last piece of freedom, freedom to choose what attitude to take against the given situation. Human beings can choose which attitude to take towards any situation they face. Every day and every moment in the concentration camp gave them opportunities to make inner decisions and selections. Such inner decision or selection is, in fact, the decision or selection of whether or not to to have their inner freedom and dignity taken, whether or not they become slaves or victims of the situations they faced. Frankl calls it the value through attitude. A meaningful life is not only one where a value is realized through creative living or through experiencing beauty, arts, or nature. There is something that can give meaning to even the life in which there is hardly any such opportunities. One is given freedom to choose the attitude to take against the situation in which he or she is restricted of his or her existence by an external power. One should not let go of this freedom, because this is where man's dignity rests. Psychologist Skinner says, our life is controlled by our environment and situations that surround us. Environment determines the human development process. Certainly, there is such an aspect in our life, but that is not all. It is true that we cannot choose our situations or environments, but we can choose how to respond to the situations or environment we are in. We should not let go of such freedom. This freedom should not be robbed. To live is to be questioned and to respond. Human dignity can be experienced by how deeply we feel that my decision or selection makes difference not only in my life, but also in the life of others and in the world. We often accuse others by saying, why do you say or do to make me upset? Or, you have made me disappointed. Strictly speaking, such accusation is not correct, because it proves that the other person stipulates or controls my reaction, my life, and myself. That is false. We must not let go of the freedom to choose to believe that there is a possibility open to us to shape our life meaningful until the last moment of our life. However difficult situation we face, as we choose how to accept and respond to the unavoidable situations and the sufferings and pains that are brought to us, or, in another word, as we accept and cope with our sufferings and adverse as our cross. Before going to Kenya, I had an opportunity to be trained in hospice in Hamamatsu, where I met a high school student who was told that his life expectancy was only 3 months. Every morning, he tidied up his bed, read the Bible, went to the chapel to worship God, chatted cheerfully with the doctor and nurses in charge of him, welcomed his friends who visited him, and they were encouraged by him instead of them encouraging him. He was facing the end of his life approaching and made a decision how to spend the last days of his life. Environment in which the children of Koinonia Education Center in Kenya were born and brought up was not something that they chose. Unhygienic conditions, chronic poverty, malnutrition, family breakdown, neglect, domestic violence, sexual violence, drugs, crimes. However, freedom is up to their decision and selection. That is the freedom to choose how to respond to their environment, how to live even in such an environment, what life to choose to live. This is the freedom we try to teach them. And we teach them that such freedom should not be robbed from them, but to grow by looking up to God as free men and women. We would like to support them on their side as they are men and women of individual persons in God's plan, made in God's image, so that they find their origin of their lives, meaning of their lives, and to grow as free persons, so as not to become victims of any power or of this world or of any circumstances, and to grow as tough God servants who will not be robbed of his freedom, so as to say yes to any situations. This is the reason which I put into the motto of Koinonia Education Center, "We still say yes to life." Why can we say yes? What is the basis to be able to say that? It is clearly declared in Romans chapter 8, verses 31 through 39 that we read. It is enough to read this passage. We are given an assurance that there is nothing that can separate us from God's love that was shown to us by Jesus Christ. Chapter 8, verse 32, "He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things? Who will bring any charge against those whom God has chosen? It is God who justifies. Who then is the one who condemns? No one. Christ Jesus, who died, more than that, who was raised to life, is at the right hand of God and is also interceding for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or danger, or sword?" Verse 37, "No one, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death, nor life, neither angels, nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus, our Lord." Let us pray.